Patrick Kingsley's online from Cairo. He's just around the corner from the scene of this morning's shootings. Patrick, I think you've been speaking to a lot of people around the area there. What kinds of things have they been saying about what happened early this morning?
Well, they've been saying wildly conflicting things, often directly contradictory. Worth bearing in mind that they come from a military from residents there. This is 70% ex-army. I met one, he said he was a personal friend of Hosni Mubarak, and someone else who was an ex-policeman. That gives you a kind of flavour of the people who are here. The ex-policeman, he told all the Brotherhood of group tried to sort of attack the barbed wire fence. The police moved in, you know, slowly firing gas. All the women and children at the protest then disappeared up the road to which is the main focus of pro-Morsi support in recent days, and those who were left were those who wanted to fight. He then also said that there were no bullets fired outside the Republican Guard headquarters where the massacre is alleged to have taken place, and he said no one died it. That was immediately contradicted by a car sitting a few yards from where we were with holes and an exit hole as well, and by testimony from someone else standing meters away who said that they started, but the only thing they saw was the body being taken away in blankets. So I'm not really too sure what I can make of those two testimonies. I also talked to a guy who lived up the road who says that the police, the first thing that happened was a whole load of tear gas being fired, which then caused a lot of panic, and which then in turn caused members of the Brotherhood to start a shooting match with the army. He said shots were fired on both sides. So a real sort of mix of testimony, which I'll try and put later on in a more coherent fashion. But a real sense of confusion about what exactly happened. And it, there were aggressors within the protest, a group as well, those who weren't interested in violence at all. We'll just have to wait and see and deserve judgment.
And I've been getting a sense of quite a tense scene in Rabah, where the sit-in's taking place with the army not very far from the lines of protesters.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what happened is you've got these two sites, and yesterday the tension was more at the American Guard site because we had people shooting on Friday, and you know there was a direct standoff between the troops outside the palace and the protesters next to it. What happened last night is that the protesters have been cleared completely from the Republican Guard site. It's just strewn with rubbish now, and they've been forced down Tehran Street, down towards Rabat as we are sitting, and now you've got a new line halfway between the Republican Guard site but other weird sites. There's makeshift walls which when you go it feels like you're in some kind of trench. There were snipers, army snipers on military buildings nearby when I went past about 90 minutes ago, and there were APCs, army vehicles scouting those streets. So it feels like a standoff between the army and the Brotherhood. It almost sort of what could become a war zone in the sense that you have these like structures with Islamists hiding behind them, hiding from our vehicles.
And do you get a sense from the people at that site there's any problem to answer today?
Well, I mean, you've had 42 dead overnight in a similar mission, so that there is that in that sense. And who knows what's going to happen. But one thing I've been going to these is in Israel, so every day, you know, for a fortnight or so, 10 days, I can't remember. And I've never felt the invasion myself, and I've never felt that they were actually going to go out and start hurting people from the site. I shouldn't colour any analysis of what happened to people last night outside the Republican Guard headquarters, but it is just worth noting that.
Okay, Patrick, thanks very much.